Today is January the 24th, 2013. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and I lead worship here at the church. And I'm so thankful that you're here to join us in this time of devotion and prayer and song. And we want to continue today what we've been doing for the past couple of mornings, and that is sharing some song stories. Just over the past couple of years, we've just been, it has been our privilege just to go and just share some original corporate songs for our body. And so we just want to share today some of just what the Lord was speaking during those times and in the ways that we continue to hope that these songs minister and just share the words of the Lord to our people. And this song that we're going to talk about today is no different. And as the background of this song is shared, I'm pretty sure that you will find yourself where this song is talking about, and just because none of us are exempt from seasons of trial and seasons of suffering, it is in our response to these seasons and times that are so vital and important. How do we respond in those moments? And so I want to begin with Psalm 42 today. I want to read this, and this is a psalm of David, and we just see David's anguish in regard to this psalm, but also his response of hope in the midst of his trial. Starting in verse 1. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs His love. At night, His song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me. They're saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. So I want to go off of that by just reading a response that Lori Lopez, she's not able to be here again today. She's still just trying to get better, just still battling just some sickness. But she sent me this response based upon some lyrics that she wrote back earlier last year. And the song is called Like Nothing Else. I'm going to read this response that she sent me today for this song story. So let me read. These are Lori's words. Like Nothing Else is another song written as I was trying to process the grief, the heartache, and the doubt that seemed to be affecting so many of the beautiful godly women in our church body last year. We would sit together weekly, praying, sharing, and crying. In the midst of it all, I remember feeling overwhelmed by all of the suffering. And then it occurred to me that I was only hearing the prayer and needs of a few of God's children, and that He was hearing the groanings of the whole earth. At this moment, I was slapped with the immensity of God's sovereignty, His patience, and compassion. Recalling the passage about the Lord working all things out for our good, this gained a whole new meaning for me. As we sought to find words of encouragement for each other, a dear friend posted a devotional by Charles Spurgeon that just blew me away. To quote directly from it, it said this: in seasons of severe trial, the Christian has nothing on earth that he can trust and is therefore compelled to cast himself on his God alone. When his body is exhausted and his mind is at wit's end, he must simply and entirely trust himself to the providence and care of God. How good is the storm that wrecks a man on such a rock as this, O blessed hurricane that drives the soul to God and God alone. So this is where the chorus for Like Nothing Else came from. The chorus says, I will rest in your arms, O God of mercy. There's no one that I trust but you to hold me. You are my everything. Forever I will bless this pain for bringing me to you. And this Spurgeon devotional, coupled with all that the Lord had been teaching me over this last several years about the Lord allowing and if not bringing suffering into your life to allow for his glory to be shown, this is the inspiration for the verse. The verse says this, your glory means more to me than anything that I could seek. It's a reminder that whatever I am seeking from the Lord, whether it's healing, whether it's a child or a spouse or a job or deliverance from all sorts of things, this has the possibility of becoming an idol if I allow myself to be totally consumed by it. For whatever reason, and I think that it may have something to do with the world seeing the glory of God as reflected by his children, that the Lord allows weaknesses or wants to remain. When we can come to a place of seeing those things as catalyst to knowing God in a deeper way, we may start to receive them as gifts. And like Paul says, we can count those things as joy. There is no desire more worthy than having the glory of God displayed through my life. My favorite part of the song is the last line of the bridge, who also courtesy of Charles Spurgeon, it says this, that you're worth more than 10,000 worlds to me. He is worth it. He is faithful. He is mighty to save. He is what truly satisfies the longings of our heart like nothing else. And so that was Lori's response. And I remember getting these lyrics back in, I think, January of 2012. Just really sitting on them for about 9 or 10 months, and not really coming up with a melody or music until later in the year, I think in October, and it was just the Lord's timing for this. And so I remember just sitting at the piano one day and just looking at this, having not looked at it for probably 8 or 9 months, and just looking at it, and the Lord just giving music probably about 5 minutes, and that is just the grace of God that he goes and just gives us things at the right time. But I love what this song means, particularly in the verses that it says that I will cling onto promises that you give to me, that my tears will wash your feet, Lord. I will worship you. That my response, that the response that I choose in the midst of every season is worship. That the response that I choose in the midst of all things is worship. You know, it says in 1 Thessalonians 5 that to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. This is the will of God for you, to give thanks in everything, in all circumstances, because this is more than a cliche. It's more than something that we say to make someone feel better. But God truly does and is and will continue to be working all things out for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And so today my prayer is that with your life, with the things that are going on with you, in your struggles, in the secret things that no one knows about, in your emotional state, in your physical state, in your mental state, that all of these things that you go through day in and day out, that in every circumstances that you would make the choice to respond in worship and to respond with an obedient heart, a life of consecration to our God. Because when everything is said and done, he is far worth it, and he is faithful, and he loves you. He loves you. Know that today. So let's pray this morning, and we're going to listen to this song and worship through this song. Father, I come before you this morning, Lord, and I confess that in my life that that I don't always make this choice. I don't always respond in worship. But Lord, my heart's desire is to do so. Lord, so many times I get wrapped up in my present circumstance. So many times I get wrapped up in the now, Lord, and I don't look and see with your eyes. So Lord, I ask that you would, in those moments, in those times to where it's so easy to be self-centered, Lord, that you would bring our eyes to your gaze, Lord, so that we can fix, Lord, our affections upon you, Lord, that we will give thanks in every circumstance, Lord, that we will, with everything that we are, bless your name, because your name is always worthy of being blessed. That is a constant in our life, God. Lord, and thank you that you truly do satisfy like nothing else, that you are worth more than 10,000 worlds, God. We love you, Jesus, and we worship you through these lyrics of this song like nothing else. In Jesus' name, amen.
Much more to me than anything that I could seek. In silence, I wait for you. I wait for you. And though I'm broken, I will cling to promises you give to me. My tears will wash your feet. I will worship you. In your arms, O God of mercy, there's no one that I trust but you to hold me. You are my everything. Forever I will bless this pain for bringing me to you, for bringing me. Much more to me than anything that I could see. In silence, I wait for you. I wait for you. For you, Lord. And though broken, I will cling to promises you give to me. My tears will wash your feet. I will worship you, worship you. In your arms, O God of mercy, there's no one that I trust but you to hold me. You are my everything. Forever I will bless this pain for bringing me to you. For bringing me to you. For bringing me to you.